AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The latest Democratic debate opened with a pointed question from Univision's Jorge Ramos to Hillary Clinton over her handling of her email while Secretary of State.
There was no permission to be asked. It had been done by my predecessors. It was permitted. I didn't have to ask anyone.
If you get indicted, would you drop out?
Oh, for goodness. That is not going to happen. I'm not even answering that question.
The FBI is investigating the possibility of mishandling of sensitive information that passed through Clinton's private email server. Senator Bernie Sanders, as he has in the past, declined to bite on the issue and quickly changed the subject.
There is a process underway, and that process will take its course. Today in America, the middle class is disappearing. We have massive levels of income and wealth inequality. Climate change threatens the whole planet.
Both candidates found agreement in pointing to GOP frontrunner Donald Trump as markedly worse on immigration than either of them. Former GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina has thrown her support behind Republican Senator Ted Cruz, saying he'd be better in the White House than either party's frontrunner.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are two sides of the same coin. They're not going to reform the system. They are the system.
In the flooded streets of Bossier, Louisiana, Sam Breen paddled his skiff to help a friend retrieve his pets and belongings from the high water in his home. The Louisiana National Guard also rescued people by boat and in big military trucks. As torrential rains drenched parts of Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas, three people died. More than 3,000 visitors paid their respects to Nancy Reagan in the first of 2 days of a public viewing of her casket. The former First Lady lies in repose at the Reagan Presidential Library. This is AP Radio News. Police say a fugitive wanted for wounding a church pastor in Idaho apparently wrote a manifesto about Martians. The AP's Steve Coleman reports on the suspect arrested in Washington.
30-year-old Kyle Odom was arrested Tuesday by Secret Service agents after allegedly throwing items over the White House fence. Meanwhile, Pastor Tim Remington, who was shot 6 times Sunday outside his church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, has regained consciousness and is talking with his family. Coeur d'Alene police said Odom had attended Remington's church a few times and apparently was the author of a manifesto that contended the pastor was a member of a Martian species that had taken over the earth. Police say Odom has no criminal record but does have a history of mental illness. Steve Coleman, Washington.
A man convicted of killing 5 people, including his ex-wife, in a 1997 shooting rampage near Houston, has been put to death, Coy Westbrook, put to death by the state of Texas. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.